When refugee families begin arriving in Rutland later this month, one of the first things that must be done is to register any children for school. It's a process that will start with medical exams, immunizations, and assessments. School officials in Rutland say they are ready, but those who work with younger children and babies, like Rutland's Parent Child Center, say they're not. VPR's Nina Keck has more on a community preparing to welcome refugee children.
The cafeteria at Rutland High School is crowded this lunch period. Patricia Alonzo heads up the school's World Language Department and the district's English Language Learners Program. She'll lead the efforts to help refugee children find a place among the city's schools.
We expect that a lot of them may not have been in school, and therefore there could possibly be some homeschooling from parents. So we're going to try to sort of peel back the layers and see where they are and where we're going to take them.
Alonzo says they've set up a special classroom across town at the Rutland Intermediate School, where refugee kids age 6 and up will start. She says first, they'll assess what the students know in their own language to find out where they are academically, socially, and psychologically. At the same time, she says they'll begin teaching basic English and invite parents in for family meetings. She says several Arabic speakers in the community have offered to be interpreters. Alonzo believes her own experience growing up in a refugee family will also help.
I understand what it feels like to be different.
Alonzo's parents were Cuban and German, and the family fled Cuba during the revolution. As an educator, she says children who speak one language at home and another at school often deal with what's called interference in learning, and she says they need special help to overcome it.
And I understand that whole concept. I lived it. I've studied it. So I feel very comfortable in this arena. I'm looking forward to really getting to work with the Syrians, Iraqis, and anyone else who wants to come.
Alonzo and Rutland City School Superintendent Mary Moran admit a bigger challenge will be the psychological trauma their new students have endured. They say Rutland Mental Health has a social worker who's worked extensively with victims of trauma, torture, and those forced to resettle. That person will be able to assist school counselors when needed. Mary Moran says the school staff has also been trained in this area.
2 years ago, all of our psychologists and counselors went through a 30-hour graduate-level course on trauma-informed education, and all of our staff have gone through a 15-hour webinar on that topic because many children that we receive have had trauma in their lives.
Critics of resettlement have argued that the new arrivals will increase school spending in Rutland. But Moran says at most they may need to hire an additional ELL teacher, which she says will have a minimal impact on their budget. Across town at the Rutland County Parent Child Center, 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds are busy learning how to play. Caprice Hover, the center's director, says they serve 100 kids a day in Rutland, one of several nonprofits that offer pre-K classes. She says the agency also provides local early intervention services and is required by law to serve all children under the age of 3 who show any sort of delay.
So there is no question in my mind when we're talking about a refugee population that is coming from an extreme trauma background that we will be seeing these children.
But Hover says her agency, like many in early education, is underfunded, and cost is a big concern. Interpreters, she says, are not something they've been able to budget for.
I want to know how we're going to best care for the little guys, the 0 to 3 that may have trauma delays, that may have speech delays, because that is a piece, a social-emotional piece, that will be difficult for these little guys.
She understands the Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program will be working with the families, but she says it's not clear if their interpreters will be able to work with her staff as well. She says despite 3 meetings in Rutland, she hasn't gotten a clear answer from the state refugee coordinator, Denise Lamoureux, as to how interpretation costs are paid for. And Hover says most of the interpreters for hire are in Chittenden County.
Until I have a client walk through the door and I need to figure out how this is going to happen, I'm not sure how that's going to happen. Like, it's going to be a cost of ours that I've got to take from some other program.
When contacted by email, Lamoureux deferred the question of cost to Vermont's Child Development Division. A state spokeswoman responded that Children's Integrated Services does cover the costs for interpreter services for development assessments, including for children of refugees. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.